Welcome to Come Town, regular episode, free episode
this week. Fuck my ass.
We got a special guest in the house filling in for Stav.
It's Aaron Glazer.
And we got him in a fat suit so we could feel like Stav's with us. He's clumped up.
Somebody messaged me. I didn't respond to it, but they're like, yo, why do you always like go in on Aaron Glazer or whatever?
Go in?
Yeah, like why are you always like, why are you talking shit on Aaron? It's like of all the things we do on this show.
Yeah. I've never even heard you talk about
it. We've made fun of him like two or three times.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what you have a problem with. That's who you think needs to be defended.
The UCB rapist.
It's a guy who, sorry, may or may not have raped people.
All right.
But it seems like he probably did.
Yeah. I think he's lost a ton of weight, too.
Has he?
Yeah, he's like living his best life.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good for her.
Look, anything that gets people out of comedy is good.
He's identifying as a woman now.
No, that's the move. That's the classic move. It's like, you're about to get Me Too, you just say you're trans.
Yeah.
Or you're queer or something.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Spacey did that by saying he was gay, but whatever.
He just didn't go far enough.
He didn't go far enough.
Yeah, no, because I got in trouble. I tweeted that, like, it's like the presidential debate and you're losing. And then it's like, I'm trans. And then it's like, you win the election. Yeah. And then it was like 2 weeks later, Charles Clymer did that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's
and he stuck with it. Stuck with the bit.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for they. So, Mike, thanks for filling in for Stav this week. Stav had a serious surgery, just to update the fans. But he's convalescing right now. He has
now that he's a millionaire. He's getting all this fancy surgery.
He got a new ass and a new pair of tits.
He does need ass implants.
That would be great. Yeah. We got him a Brazilian butt lift.
I hate that. Like you know, I mean, he's so into that body positivity stuff that if he criticizes his body in any way immediately, he's like, no, that's not true. I'm beautiful or whatever. But I will say one thing about Stav that's true is he has Hank Hill ass.
Yeah,
and he can try and deny it.
Yeah. He's not here to defend
He's
himself.
He's not here to defend himself.
So. I do, too. I have no ass, and I've had tits since I was, like, 10 years old. And my mom told me there was some kind of surgery where, like, they fix a breastplate in your chest. And she was like, we're going to get you that surgery. And then it just never happened.
What do you mean, fix a breastplate?
Wait, it's like a... It's a bone issue?
She told me that I have like a concave chest, which is probably a lie.
I have a chest concavity as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something a lot of Jews have, actually.
Okay.
So maybe there are some more questions about your family's past that...
Oh, maybe my mom fucked a Jew.
Oh, my God.
Well, Stav's ass, not in proportion to his body. It's, I mean, I do too. But my problem is that my back hurts, so I can't use my ass for exercise because of my back. So I have a disability.
Yeah.
Whereas Stav is just gross.
Yeah. So we all got Game of Thrones fever. That's right, Nick.
Uh-huh.
I made Nick watch Game of Thrones with me on Sunday.
Nice.
He'd never seen it.
How about video Game of Thrones? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
There's Mario and... You know, some of the other guys.
Yeah, and they're all competing to take the spot as the number one video game guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never seen Game of Thrones. So.
Well, yeah, they all want to be on the throne.
Yeah. Is Arthur Chu on that show, or is that just a picture?
I think he just sat on the throne.
Oh.
From Game of Thrones. I don't think...
Yeah, that's I didn't know until recently. I thought he was a character on Game of Thrones. I thought he was like a monster.
You thought he was like
a
Chinese orc.
Yeah, one of those disabled people on the show.
That was one comment Nick did have, is that there's that blind, disabled kid, and he's like, you know, yes, go off, queen.
Well, there is a lot of representation on Game of Thrones. I think that's why people like it so much.
There's a dwarf.
Yeah.
A wheelchair boy.
Uh-huh.
There's a ton of dickless characters.
I mean, I did think for a while that Arthur Chu was a character on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You did?
I didn't realize that was a real guy. I mean, I thought it was okay to make fun of him. I thought it was a Game of Thrones character that didn't know how to tie his shoes.
That's true. Anytime we've ever made fun of someone on the show, it's because we think it's a character.
That's why that guy got upset about Aaron Glazer, is because that's the only real person we've ever made fun of.
It's true. And that was crossing the line.
It did. We did cross the line.
We crossed the line.
You're listening to Line Crossers.
Yeah. It's tough to know where the line is, you know, because it's invisible. That's why we need to make physical lines, right?
Like on the road?
On the road, on the sidewalk, surrounding a person we're not allowed to make fun of.
Oh, like a
if
chalk
it's just
outline.
Like, yeah, if it's someone with like a small mangled hand and they're in like an electric motor scooter and they're 500 pounds, there should just be a circular
I feel like the first cop
them.
That ever did the chalk outline thing of a body was yeah. very much a like, I'll bring a napkins to the party kind of guy. Where all the other cops are doing real work and he's like, I traced... The guy. They're like, I guess that's necessary.
Yeah.
And then he just kept that job for a while. He's like, I'm a tracer. I'm a body tracer. Mm-hmm. It's a very important job here at the police department.
Yep.
Somebody's got to use the chalk to do the tracings. And that's me.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, people told you in art class that it was bad to trace, but that guy made a whole career out of it. Mm. So maybe tracing's good. I don't know. I think that what's the point is to know where the body was.
I guess so yeah.
You or the position that it
the position
landed
that
in.
It was in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prior to them having like photographs, I guess they had to do that.
So they don't do it anymore.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's a huge bummer. That's eliminating jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Racine, what's been new with you? How you been?
I'm good.
Since
I'm same old.
Last time you were on the show.
It was a while.
I guess
it sucks that you have to be a regular cop for a while before you can be like a detective.
Right. I always thought that too, yeah.
You know, it'd be like if you wanted to be a priest, but you had to be a pedophile for 12 years. Like they forced you
to be a low level pedophile.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You had to be like, yeah.
He's like work at Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Yeah, van pedophile.
Yeah.
And then after you do that for 12 years, you get to be a bishop.
Yeah, because I remember wanting to be a detective, but then I was like, yeah. You got to be a cop first. But
everyone had that thought.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You think you'd be a good detective? You're good at digging up dirt on people.
Well, yeah. Detectives, it's not a hard job.
Nick's good at knowing when.
Well,
people
to be
lie.
A cop, you have to be dumb. I got that on lock. Mm-hmm. And
you get the mustache.
Yeah, you just show up and you look important,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Nuanced opinions of. Various races. I think you have that.
Right.
Looks like a Chinese job to me.
Yeah.
Like
wait, what were we...
He's like the best detective.
Yeah.
What were we watching the other day? It was like that someone's job in the police force was Chinese squad. Or like the...
Showdown in...
That's right.
Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Yeah.
If, when Brandon Lee shows up, he's like, Meyerson, Asian Squad. Asian Task Force.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
The implication was that there's a task force in the police just surrounding Asian people.
There kind of is, though. When you go to Chinatown, it's usually
they
Asian
cops. They have the Asian cops. Yeah.
I guess you police your own neighborhoods.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's why I want to become a Bed-Stuy cop. Because I care about this community.
Yeah, you just like...
The community where I'm from.
You just walk around and you're too friendly with black people.
Yeah, well, I'd be obviously one of those doing the nay-nay kind of cops that goes viral.
Yeah.
Or like trying to ride someone motorcycle cop and then crashing at an intersection and being laughed at by the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That could be another option for me.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that video so much. Did you see it?
What?
We've talked about it on the show before, haven't we?
What?
The cop that took that guy's Kawasaki Ninja and tried to ride.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's not a Kawasaki Ninja.
Well, whatever it was. Anytime I see a crotch rocket.
I don't know if
rocket,
it is or not. I just wanted to say it's not.
Yeah. Anytime I see one of those crotch rocket motorcycles, I call it. I just classify it as a Kawasaki Ninja in my mind.
Mm-hmm. A crotch faggot?
Crotch faggot. Look, it's one of them crotch faggots.
Mm. I do crotch fit. That's where you go and you fuck all those women.
Which women?
The CrossFit whores.
Oh.
Yeah. The ones with like the overdeveloped lats.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that too.
Yeah. I like I like skinny women, but I like really strong necks.
Mm-hmm.
I like
Nick, I think Julia Vins was in a movie or something.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. She played an alien.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What movie?
I don't know. I could check her Instagram if you want.
The cat's in heat again, so I got to hide all my stuff before she...
Why don't you just get the cat fixed?
Pisses. I mean, I did that, like, vet that, like, comes and does a house call or... I didn't handle it, but it's... They book it fucking 6 weeks out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I took my dog to...
Because I don't have a carrier or any way to take it to the fucking vet.
I took my dog to South Brooklyn, just had a Russian, just fucking close that pussy up for business.
Nice.
Yeah. Now she can't fuck no more.
But does she get horny?
Yeah, she can eat her own pussy still. You know, the outside of it, but she can't go in.
Yeah.
This is a no-go zone. No dicks are going in there. But the asshole, that's still completely open for business.
Be nice if all our girlfriends could eat their own pussy. Stop bothering us.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be the dream.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, what are you doing?
So she's in some movie where she's like an alien.
Oh, she looks like a predator, kind of. Yeah. Or one of those, what's it called? Battlefield Earth people.
Yeah.
The reggae, new metal kind of aesthetic.
Battlestar Faglactica.
That's good.
Fagglestar Faglactica.
Fagglestar?
Fagglestar Faglactica. You ever see that show?
No, my father was really into it, though.
That is weird.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I like the way the robot's eyes go back and forth.
He likes science fiction a lot.
I like the way his eyes are light.
I think it's because he doesn't want to live on this planet.
Yeah.
Did you ever get into Dune?
The book?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen any of the movies?
No.
Oh, it's a great book.
Okay.
Yeah. The sci-fi movie they made, like, I guess 10 years ago for Sci-Fi Channel was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It was like a miniseries. Mm-hmm. And then there's a David Lynch one, which I think is kind of tight, honestly.
It's the only David Lynch movie I like.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a bullshit opinion, Nick.
I know.
That sucks. That fucking sucks.
It's the only good David Lynch movie. Is Dune.
Nick and I watched Colors a couple months ago.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show already. Yeah.
Real
piece of shit.
Yeah.
Not a good movie.
No, not a good movie.
I rewatched Problem Child recently.
No.
Also not good.
It held up. It wasn't good, but it was that kid, you know. It was definitely in the era of like children being able to beat up adults.
How about
movies?
Problem Guiled, and it's like a 32-year-old man who thinks he's Guile.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there I do go. The fuck is the goddamn...
What are you looking for?
I'm trying to plug my shit in.
Oh, the phone charger?
Yeah, because I have...
You need juice. Anyway, so we got Game of Thrones fever again. What do you think of that?
I haven't seen it. You know, when it came out, I was working through The Sopranos, and then I hadn't seen Breaking Bad or The Wire, so I was like,
similar.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I was like, I don't have time to watch this show.
This gay. Nick said when I made Nick watch it, he was looking at his phone most of the time, and then he looked up and he said, this movie's fucking gay. We look back at his phone.
Yeah, no, it was really boring. And I understand I didn't...
But did you start from the first season or
no? We watched Sunday's episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you'd seen 5 minutes of the first.
Were you caught up on this?
No,
on the show.
I have no idea what the.
Yeah,
it's a castle and
fighting. They all were fighting the zombies from taking over the castle.
Mm.
And there's a king of the zombies.
And what's he do?
He makes other people into zombies. Like, if he kills you, then you become a zombie, too. So if you kill him, then all of the people that he made into zombies die. So they knew that they had to kill the main one in order for it to be... For them to win the episode.
Okay.
So it's a pretty good show.
Yeah. yeah. I was in San Antonio once, and I was at Dave & Buster's, and I was playing that Walking Dead game, which is like... It's like a shooter, but it's like a booth. So you kind of go in the booth and you shoot zombies.
Yeah.
And this kid like came in and sat down next to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you want to play? And then we played together for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the game was over and I was like, see you later. And then I left.
That was it. You never got his name or anything.
Never got his name or anything. It was weird.
Yeah.
He's
probably being... with 12-year-olds.
No, he was like my age or a little younger.
So by child, you mean a 33-year-old man?
Like, yeah.
I mean, a guy that's halfway through. So
yeah, he's probably like early 20s.
Life on this earth.
He's right. Yeah. I hope it's more.
Yeah.
You think about like how your lives, like the divergent paths that your lives have gone in since then.
Yeah.
You know, where he's at, where you're at in your life.
Yeah. I wonder what it was.
Maybe he's listening right now.
Yeah.
If you're in San Antonio, you played the Walking Dead video game.
Yes, please. My number is 609.
You guys made eye contact for a second after the game was over, and then you kind of just said goodbye. You know?
Yeah.
How about the
shake or hug?
The San Frangelico guy's name is Stan Antonio.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's fun, right? Mm. Oh, my name? It's Stan. Stan Antonio. That's a pretty dumb name, sir. Sure is. You know? Something like that?
Yeah. Have you ever used the term Stan, Nick, to describe fandom or something?
Never once.
That's why I know that Nick's my most mature friend. Mm-hmm. He's never trying to sound like one of the youths.
No.
Yeah. You know? He's sticking with his own vocabulary.
Yeah.
And there's one word. You know the word.
What's that?
It's that word.
What word is that?
You know the one. The mature word.
No, I don't. So
All right. Moving right along. So we got Game of Thrones fever. And Stav, I hope you're feeling better. What are you thinking on this election we got coming up, Nick? You got a...
I don't know. What the fuck? What is that?
I'm trying to direct the show. Stav's gone. I'm not a very good showrunner. I'm not a good host of comedy shows in general. I'm not even a good guest on comedy shows.
Yeah,
so I'm just trying to, you know.
So you're trying to take over the show? I don't understand.
No, but I feel like Stav is like good at asking questions when there's a lull. He'll be like, oh.
No, he isn't. He just goes, well, who's fucking? Or
yeah,
he'll just
right.
start describing food he's eaten recently.
Yeah. What have you eaten anything good recently?
It's pork shoulder. Went to my boys for Greek Easter. I can do it.
All right. It's faster than that. The laugh is faster. Yeah.
Ha ha. That's what laughter sounds like. You've all heard it. was it the Beer Baron episode? Well, you all know what laughter sounds like.
Yep. I made a banana pudding for Easter.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Came out pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
With the little cookies in there?
We're asking Mike before the show started. I guess Mike's a mover. Yeah. We're wondering if black women ever try to disguise themselves as furniture to get free rides from the moving company.
It's not free. I mean, they would
get a couple
to pay
hundred bucks.
To get carried out of their apartment.
But yeah, sometimes you do want to get carried. You want to get wrapped up in shrink wrap and carried into
a love
truck.
Seat. I don't know. I don't know what you mean by ma'am. I am, in fact, a love seat.
You get sued for discriminating. but she didn't look like a sofa.
I didn't think she was a love seat. I thought she was a...
She identified as...
Yeah, and then Sean King makes a big deal out of it. Woman,
there's a video of you refusing to move her. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm going to put you on Facebook for this.
Yeah.
Y'all aren't even going to believe this. This white boy won't even move me in a truck. Guess what? We going live on Facebook.
That's a concern.
I would have to leave the country, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my livelihood.
You ever have one of those manual labor, you know, porn kind of situations where there's a woman,
never.
She's like kind of halfway undressed. She's thank you. It's nice to have a strong man around moving my credenza.
Yeah, that's never even come close to happening. But there's guys at the company who like they get hit on all the time, but it's
not
never
you.
Happened to me. Yeah.
How
I don't know
get...
why. It's like I'm on a... I don't know.
Wow. I don't have money
I used
money
to work in a
for...
call center, and like women would call up.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be like, yeah, my computer isn't working. And I'd be like, well, what kind of panties you got on that pussy hole?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They'd say, excuse me. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. But one out of maybe 500 times, you get a little phone sex going.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The boss is like, hey, you know all the calls are recorded, right? Mm-hmm.
For quality assurance.
The quality assurance team heard you having phone sex with that 62-year-old Hispanic woman.
Or you work at one of those Indian scam call centers, and you're just too horny to carry out the scam.
Yeah, we have your social security number. Also, hello, baby. Hello, baby. Please give me your address and send $500. Also, may I kiss you? Or may I give you a smooch, please? And also your credit card number.
There's a ton of those videos on YouTube where it's like people owning, you know, Indian call scammers. And they're really not that funny, but there's one where this guy tells the kid, he's going to send him a subpoena. He's like, I'm going to send you a subpoena to depose you because I'm an attorney. And the kid just goes, how about you send your penis to your mom? He just broke character.
How about you send your penis to your mom?
Because he thought he said penis.
Yeah. Well, you can bet on that kind of shit at BetDSI.com, folks. BetDSI.com, the only sponsor of the Cumtown podcast, except for the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
BetDSI.com, Adam, you said you wanted to take control of the show today. So
yeah, are you using Blue Chew, Adam?
Yeah, but we're talking about BetDSI.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I like to do is use all of the products that are mentioned on this show.
Right.
But mostly BetDSI.
But mostly BetDSI.com. Because of their award-winning mobile interface, their 24-hour, 7-day-a-week customer service. You can play, you can bet, and you could also win, right?
Well, most importantly, they've been in business for over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
Not a lot of companies can say that. It's basically them and
McDonald's.
Disney.
Disney's been around.
McDonald's has only been around since like 1997.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
it was a different company before that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember it prior to that.
I can't remember it prior.
First
to
time
that.
I remember seeing a McDonald's, I was like maybe 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, I doubt it was around prior to the first time I saw it. Around then,
yeah,
I don't really recall it. Target's been around for about 3 or 4 years.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Great shop.
Microsoft. You know, I mean, I guess they were around in the past, but computers stopped. Nobody has a computer anymore, so that's not a company.
But they have the Surface Pro tablet.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No, they don't have that. BetDSI has been in business longer than them.
So it's one of the longest...
It's one of the longest companies that's ever been around.
Yeah.
And not only have they been around for 20 years, but they've been around paying winners.
Mm.
And even paying some losers, too. That's the thing about winning is you got to lose.
You got to learn how to lose before you can learn how to win.
You see, winners are just losers that kept going.
Yep.
You know.
Uh huh.
The difference between a winner and a loser is a loser walks out of the casino at 3 a.m. and says, "Well, they got me."
Mm-hmm. Right.
A winner is there until he's 57 years old.
Yep.
Right.
Until he's got his own room at the Mandalay Bay.
Until he's got his 401k.
Chinese girlfriend. A duffel bag full of assault rifles. And that's the difference between a winner and a
loser. You could say Stephen Paddock beat the house.
Yeah, Stephen Paddock is a rounder, you know?
Yeah.
The real make it rain man. That's what we call him. Definitely going to need a bump stock. Definitely going to need, yeah. Ray, you better kill. Ray, this plan better fucking work or I'm going to be pissed. Sorry, Charlie. Yeah, this is my brother, Ray. We're taking him to the fucking Jason Mraz concert. What the fuck was it? It was a gay concert. Those people
it
died.
Was some, yeah, it was some.
It was
like
a country
a,
music.
You know how many
festival.
Fucking guys were like died that day? They're like, my dumbass girlfriend making me go see that wagon wheel piece of shit, and then you just get owned.
Yeah, just to
by Make It Rain Man.
Just to get killed at a Trey Atkins concert.
Is that who it was?
I don't know.
Trace Atkins.
That's kind of the lesson.
Huh?
That's kind of the lesson. You don't let a woman drag you to somewhere you don't want to be because you might get killed.
Tell you what to do ever. Stand up for men's rights at BetDSI.com.
We've been all getting into men's rights.
They offer odds on pretty much everything else too, including all major sports, politics, reality TV, pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. They've got a great mobile app that's easy to use from anywhere. At school, at the library.
In the middle of an active shooter situation.
At the bank, you know, at synagogue. Mm-hmm. In synagogue, they love using the BetDSI app. They all pray to God and try to make more money.
Actually, it's considered inappropriate to use your phone at synagogue.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it is. I've looked into it.
No, I've looked into it, too.
No, I've looked into it.
But I was there. I've been there.
Well, I've been there also to make fun of it only.
Mm. All right. Well.
To make fun of synagogue.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, guys, why is it called a synagogue, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You ever question that?
Yeah.
Church isn't called do bad shit at Eteria, you know? Anyways, that's the thing you can bet on at betthesi.com.
What's better, church or
church
synagogue?
Church or synagogue, yeah. That's right.
Bet. Do you want to bet?
I don't know. They have live in-game wagering, so you can make plays throughout entire games and events. And here's what we're going to be betting on this week.
You got
the New York International Auto Show.
Yep.
Who wins the J.D. Power and Associates?
Mm-hmm.
The big diaper that they give out.
There's a new Chevy Volt.
Is there?
I don't know.
I didn't go. This is the first year I didn't go to the New York Auto Show.
Is it over?
It's over. Mm. It is absolutely over.
I might become a car owner pretty soon, though.
I missed the New York Auto Show, and I missed the Orchid Show at the New York Botanical Gardens.
We're in the Bronx, right?
I think the Brooklyn one. One in Prospect.
Is the Brooklyn one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, either way, I missed it. I wanted to go see that Orchid Show. You ever go see orchids?
No.
Yeah,
They're very pretty.
They're
pretty.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
You should become like a flower guy, maybe.
What do you mean a flower guy?
That could be like your
like
new hobby.
Like a magician?
No, you just get really into different kinds of flowers.
I would. I mean, if I had a big house, I'd have a little greenhouse. I'd be yeah. Little, an apiary, I said I would like
spraying
that.
Them with a little spray bottle.
I just have a room,
on
full
the mis-setting.
A room full of bees, and I take my guests in there.
Yeah. So you have to relax.
I'll receive my visitors in the apiary, please.
Right.
Ah, Charles, good to see you. Only I'm allowed to have a bee suit. Adam has to be stung by the bees while I dictate my my wishes for the day to him.
Well, if you're nice to the bees, I mean, they'll be nice to you.
Adam, come into the apiary so I may dictate my wishes.
I don't know. I kind of don't want to. There's a lot of bees in there.
I'm ready to dictate my wishes now.
We can do that
I'm
out here.
I'm wearing one of those nets, but I'm completely nude. So a big net, but you have to observe me naked.
That's what them Muslim gals should be wearing.
And that's
right?
What we're going to be betting on this week. So when you sign up at BetDSI, make sure you use promo code COME120 so they know we sent you. When you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out, or you can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino cop up front before you've played at the tables. It has a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. So if you're going to be in the sports book, which is where we like to gamble, use promo code COME120 up to $1,000. They're going to give you 60% bonus cash, or to turn $1,000 into $1,600 to play with. So once again, that's betdsi.com, COME120. Let's start the show.
I don't appreciate that every time I do Realize podcast, Lewis insults my wallet because he's selling that, you know, that money clip.
Yeah, look at your piece of shit wallet. Look at this cool money clip that we have.
He sells a Legion of Skanks money clip?
Check this out. Like this is our latest sponsor. It's a wallet chain made out of weed.
Yeah.
This is directly from the mind of Zach Amico.
Damn.
Fashion designer Zach Amico.
The sniper.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. So Lewis is selling wallets to his poor minions now?
Yeah. Which is fine.
What are they going to put in the wallet?
Well,
you
know? Yeah, right. It's a laundromat card and an Applebee's gift card.
I like Applebee's.
Do you?
Yeah.
I haven't been. There's one on Fulton Street. We could go.
I've been there several times.
Oh yeah,
it's not bad. I went there with.
What
coffee.
You get? With, yeah,
that's where that infamous story about the soup happened.
Okay,
where he sent the soup back because there was no visible steam coming off of it, asked if it was racial. After he got his soup,
he asked who you
me. Or, yeah, okay. He's like, you think it's racial because there's black. It's predominantly black people.
Yeah.
So they
he lives in Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
They
and he thinks that. He's getting bad service at Applebee's as a white man as punishment from the black waitress at Applebee's. As if anyone.
But then doesn't he have to take it?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what do you think? Like, what kind? Whose mind is like, I'm gonna get my reparations?
Right.
I'm gonna
not my.
I'm gonna give this man his soup lukewarm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it probably wasn't even lukewarm. It was.
It wasn't. It was. There's no visible steam. It wasn't like. Yeah. It didn't look like the cartoon on the side of an oven mitt.
Yeah.
Damn.
But that is. It's actually. That used
but you
to be,
like their food though.
Well, that Fulton Applebee's used to be shitty, but it's okay now. The one that's terrible is the Atlantic Terminal one.
Okay.
Yeah, that one avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's funny because usually chain food is like, I mean, Ruby Tuesdays is really bad.
Sometimes, I mean, I don't know. I like Red Robin.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can catch a good Chili's.
Yeah. I miss Bennigan's, dude. That was a pillar of the
Irish.
Are
Bennigan's all gone?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. Hoi, toi, toi, toi. Welcome to Bennigan's.
Why didn't the Udagos have your own Bennigan's?
You mean Olive Garden? Olive Garden or
right.
Macaroni Grill or
Bertucci's. Okay.
There's a lot. Bertucci's.
Yeah, there's a million.
There's a lot of examples. All right. Now that I think about it.
How come there's no Adam, Italian restaurants?
I'm just saying Italian version.
Fucking like, probably like no, the second most popular cuisine in America.
Right. Yeah, you guys make good food. Have you ever thought
like
about
a chain?
Opening a restaurant?
No.
The only good Italian food is like the authentic Italian food, because everything, like anything like lower, like it's, like a lot of Italian places will just put way too much fucking butter in everything.
Yeah.
As a substitute for actually making things that taste good. And then you just leave and you can't see out of one eye.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like it fucks with your blood pressure. But authentic Italian food is very nice. It's lighter than what you'd expect.
Where do you go for them?
Oh, no, I mean, I've just had it a handful of times in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how I make a distinction between good Italian food and bad Italian food is when I've ordered like gnocchi, mm-hmm. and if I don't like want to die afterwards,
yeah.
then it's probably pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
We should go to Coney Island, maybe go to Totono's, take a little road trip.
Yeah, or go up to Arthur Ave.
You can go to Arthur Ave. Yeah,
yeah.
We got the costumes for it.
We can go up to Arthur Ave and then go say what up to Gene DiNapoli, who's probably.
Oh, yeah.
I assume lives on right on Arthur Ave.
You said you were going to book him for your birthday party. Did that?
He was booked that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to have had him come do Elvis, do Andrew Dice Clay's act.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't wait to book him for Tom's funeral.
Oh, that was so funny when he said he was having a black comedy show at his place.
Who?
Gene.
Oh, yeah.
He said, we have a black comedy.
We got
show.
Black comedy.
Disco. We have a soul review, black comedy.
Yeah.
Damn. You ever see posters for the Black Circus? Universe Soul Circus?
Yeah, of course. I used to see those commercials all the time as a kid. The Universe Soul Circus. It's like, isn't
they have
it. You just steal the Soul Train thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if.
How come there's no white circus?
I don't know if you can trademark saying soul a certain way.
You Italians ever think about coming up with your own circus, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good question, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... I guess they had circuses in Italy.
They probably did.
Pagliacci.
Yeah, yeah, Pagliacci right. The clown.
Yeah. The man goes to his doctor and he says, I'm sad.
Uh-huh.
And he says, you know...
What is that joke for, man?
What?
The Pagliacci joke for, man. People do it on Twitter all the time.
Well, a man goes to the doctor, and he says, I'm sad. And he goes, I'll cheer you up. Go see Pagliacci the clown.
Uh-huh.
And the man says to the doctor, but doctor, I am Pagliacci.
Oh.
Yeah.
So who...
Clowns are twisted.
Who clowns for the clown?
Clowns are fucking twisted.
Yeah, clowns are twisted.
Mm. Who clowns for the clowns? You know,
yeah.
They're like, go see the insane clown posse.
Well, but the correct answer after that, the doctor would be like, oh, well, have you heard of castratos? Because that also exists in this time period.
That's funny.
That might cheer you up.
What's
you still
castratos?
Have your balls, you fucking weeping.
A grown man without balls, yeah. You can sing high.
Yeah. That's I mean, just cutting to the audience in fucking like the romantic period in Italy or whatever, and there's a castrato singing, and they're all just laughing hysterically.
I feel better just thinking about that.
You see, you know,
it don't happen in the balls.
He's been cut his balls off. He sounds like a baby. He sounds
it
like
not having in the balls.
He sounds like a little baby because we cut his balls off.
That is a good bit. Honestly, that is a very funny bit. Anytime someone,
yeah.
Do you remember that guy on Stern that had a really high voice?
High pitched Eric.
High pitched Eric.
I didn't really listen to Stern.
Oh,
I was more of an O&A guy.
Oh, I was more Stern. I only listen to O&A on YouTube primarily. But yeah, high pitched Eric. My friend had the biography of Baba Booey in his house, which Stern used to read from and just make fun of. Like he'd just make fun of like different passages. That's pretty good that a guy that a show could be so popular that that guy Baba Booey could have his own
nice his own so, little thing.
Someone told me to Baba Booey Jordan Peterson when I was at that debate, but I didn't do it. I should have done it.
Oh, yelled Baba Booey?
To yell Baba Booey.
Yeah, that would have been so epic if you had done that, dude. If you had yelled out Baba Booey to Jordan Peterson.
That would have been, yeah, it would have
dude,
been.
Dude, that would have been just honestly so epic.
It would have been an epic own in the in our hell world.
Yeah. Did Castratos cut their balls off voluntarily or they were made to do it?
No, they went to a moil.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they were forced to do it.
Forced to do it for comedy, though.
If you're a boy that could sing good, they didn't want you to your voice to drop.
Okay,
so they cut your balls off.
Okay,
and then you became a. An
we should get Stav castrated. I think that would be funny for the show.
Do you think he would stop eating so much if we castrated him?
No, he would eat more.
Yeah, he'd get fatter.
Yeah, he would just always have a little milkshake with him, the crazy straw.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are you guys up to this week? Stop. Cool it on your crazy straw milkshake. We cut your balls off so you would you wouldn't indulge in your vice of pussy too much, and now you're offsetting it with your love of milkshakes.
Yeah.
You know, something along those lines.
That's funny.
Okay.
What's in the news?
So we got Game of Thrones, only a couple episodes left.
I don't know. I guess Barr testified.
Barr testified today.
Mm. Everybody's mad at him
because it turns out there was collusion. So congratulations to Rachel Maddow and the team over at MSNBC.
Yeah,
we fucking got him. And Putin is going to jail.
Yeah, going down.
Yeah. Would you defect, or I don't know if it's defect, but you know, would you ever live in Russia?
You mean China?
No, Russia.
You mean China?
Not China, Russia.
You mean
like get really into dash cam car crash videos?
Would I move to China is what you're asking me.
They're not into that kind of stuff. Doing parkour on really tall buildings. Like
I would move to China.
Selfie sticking on
if top. You're asking me if I would move to China, the answer is yes.
All right.
Why is it Russian dash cam footage? Why is it specifically Russian?
Because it's like a big part of their culture is putting a fucking camera on your dashboard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have like all the sickest car accident videos come from Russia.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's just because everybody has a camera.
Yeah, I mean, well, because they didn't have capitalism until what? Like, you know, 90, right around when McDonald's came
91.
Out.
91.
97.
Yeah. Right. 97.
And so, like, the idea of, like, financial success, they don't have any concept of, like, hard work for yourself.
Mm.
There's only hard work for the state, and that's gone.
Okay.
So, like, it's like, so how do you make money?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
become prostitute on camera and also watch friend die in car accident.
Mm-hmm. Those are that, the two yeah. main industries.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The most noble way to make money is you have a video of your friend's brain come out of car, and then you get 50 million views on LiveLeak, and right. then you monetize the video, and that is like being a farmer. That is like being John G. Rockefeller in right. Russia is to
a bunch of people just sold their farm equipment and got dash cams.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. uh-huh. interesting.
That's. I am a prostitute, and also I have GoPro strapped to my head, and I walk out into traffic every day, praying to become like Bill Gates, praying to become capitalist hero like Bill Gates.
You saw an old lady die, and you're like, "Kids, good news!
Yes,
the Christmas is coming this year for once."
Yeah, those fuckers don't know how to drive, right?
That's women? Probably.
Yep, Russian women.
Yeah.
Do you know about that hole in the center of the earth in Turkmenistan? It's called like
Adam's mom.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
My mom's
Thank
not
you.
Even in Turkmenistan.
The hole in the center of the earth.
Yeah, come big on, fiery man. Hole.
Yeah.
Anyways, what is it? What it's we a saying? Hole that just goes down to the like the core of the earth.
Yeah, I'll find you a picture of it. It's called like a.
Is
Davos
like
with
that meteor
or
hit or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it the gateway to hell.
That's pretty cool.
Do people jump in it?
No.
I'd like to kill myself there.
I want to watch one of those like History Channel documentaries that comes on in the middle of the day about like the weapons Russia will use to kill us. Today on the weapons that will someday kill you on the History Channel. Are those secret Nazi weapons?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like
that bell. That bell that summons ghosts.
Nice.
Yeah. I wish they discovered that
I wish the war went on a little longer.
Yeah, I know.
I wish my grandfather got killed. So
I love that, like, because, you know, there is that Mitchell and Webb look about the skulls.
Are we the baddies?
Yeah, yeah. I know. But it is also like the Nazis were like, we are also trying to find a way to get into touch with the devil to maybe collaborate with him. we are trying to literally open up the gates to hell to maybe speak with Satan himself.
Yeah, it's networking. All right. They're into networking.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Mm. Yeah, there's a bunch of those documentaries about the occult and Nazism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit really makes my dick hard. Almost as hard as it gets when I take Blue Chew.
Wow.
From BlueChew.com. What is that website? What is that? What did that guy just say? Did that guy just say Blue Chew? What the hell is that? What is this blue stuff that this guy's talking about? Well, it's B-L-E-U, as in...
Bleh.
B-L-U-E. We had a little technical difficulty there as I remembered how to spell blue. You're on your phone, too? Cool.
Yeah, I just got a notification.
What did it say?
Someone liked my review of The Beach Bum, starring Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
I'm on a new social media networking platform called Letterboxd. And it's where you write all the movies you see and then you give a review. And then you can see your friends' reviews of all the movies
they've
seen.
Oh, that's fun. I'm going to start doing that.
You should get on it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the,
I joined it yesterday.
Yeah, that'll make me feel like I'm being productive when I watch 6 movies in a day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I've been trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I normally feel terrible about
it. Well, anyways, if you go to BlueChew.com, it's a website similar to that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's also fun to use. That's BlueChew.com. And if you like sex, you'll like BlueChew.com. Why? Is it pornography? Mm-hmm.
No.
But it'll help you look at pornography because it's a male performance enhancement for the bedroom. So it's like steroids, but for having sex, which steroids make you shittier at sex, apparently. They turn you into both genders.
You grow a pussy.
You don't need sex anymore. You just use the power of both genders to lift more weights.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew offers the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Which is what I need because it's hard for me to swallow pills.
Yeah.
Right.
So I need a chewable a candy flavor.
Mm-hmm. Chewables can work faster than pills. Up to twice as fast, and I guess we have to emphasize can, because there's a possibility that they will work
slower,
twice as fast.
Oh, twice can as be pills. Twice as fast. Yeah.
Chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or empty stomach, and the online physician consultation is free, so it's cheaper than the other two. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. There's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. You don't even have to ask women to have sex anymore. You just press a gun to their temple and do what you want.
Right.
BlueChew.com encourages raping women. No, sorry. They don't. Sorry, I read it wrong. It says they don't encourage.
Emphatically, they do not.
They don't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
100%
I read that the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's
responsible.
At first glance, it looked like it said that they...
But what does it actually say?
It says, please do not say that we encourage people to rape.
And we did not.
And we did.
I took it back.
In fact, I didn't say that. If you misheard me earlier, if you think that I said that. Blue Chew ships directly to your door in discreet packaging.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big inflatable donut.
Okay.
You know, everybody's like, where's this guy going? The beach to have sex with his normal working dick? That guy must be a cool beach bum on his way to Rehoboth to meet other guys.
To get to be gay.
Because your dick's got to get harder to have gay sex.
To get gay. Mm-hmm.
To penetrate a man, you know, it takes a little something.
Yeah,
it takes a little something special to get all the way into a man's ass.
Strong enough for
a
man.
That's why I need BlueChew.com. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from Blue Chew are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. If you have confidence in bed every time, you and your partner will love it. So chew it and do it. And here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code CUMTOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code CUMTOWN.
Let's start the show.
Oh, let's start the show.
Can you opt out of the discreet packaging?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not very discreet. I get it.
No.
Yeah. It says custom custom medicine RX.
Yeah.
I hope people think it's steroids. I hope the mailman's like, oh, I better deliver this guy's mail or he'll beat me up.
Right. Right. I want the people stealing my packages to know that my dick gets hard.
Yeah.
And if they do it again, there's going to be consequences.
Yeah. I was talking about HFS the other day with somebody, which is a radio station in D.C. in the 90s, that one of the DJs, this guy Johnny Riggs, he lost his job because he got arrested for like possession of like heroin and child porn, which is a funny combo, you know.
Yeah, just trying to chill out and watch some child pornography.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually you only need one of those things.
Yeah, trying to relax to some child porn.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what killed Cobain is mixing the two.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's a toxic mixture.
Chris Farley mixed it too, but I had to look it up because I couldn't remember if it was heroin or whatever. Yeah. But like, yeah, so he like was trying to say that he wasn't looking at child porn. That like somebody had just sent him child porn from like somebody was like fucking with him, like emailed it to him, and then they found the email on his computer. Mm-hmm. But then, like, every other defense of everything he was charged with is, like, equally suspicious.
Right.
You know, he's like, I was just trying to buy some, like, stimulants on eBay or whatever. Mm-hmm. And turns out they're fucking anabolic steroids, unbeknownst to me. I was just trying to buy some, like, supplements for weightlifting. Which is, like, that's a lie.
Yeah.
There's no, you bought fucking steroids on eBay.
Yeah.
And then that got the police to come to his house. The police came to his house and they searched his house. And he's like, yeah, they found some vials from like years ago. I've never used any kind of drug at all. And there's trace amounts of like, and it's like, there's no way there's empty vials of fucking heroin sitting around your house from years ago.
Right.
That just does, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You would have to go out of your way to fucking save something like that.
Yeah.
How do you be a functional pedophile, though, if you find that you're a pedophile?
Oh, there's a lot of really high-functioning pedophiles out there.
Yeah,
captains.
I guess.
Industry.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. You got to go to Hollywood.
Well, it's a spectrum.
Fortune 500 CEOs.
Yeah.
Right now in L.A., there's just pedophiles getting off the bus being like,
yeah, they're trying to work their way to the top.
They're trying to work their way to the top,
yeah. You get a job in the pedophile mailroom.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
You show them that you're you know, you're a team player, that you're gung-ho, you want to work your way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You're willing to cover up really disgusting, heinous crimes. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
It's like showing up to Congress and you say, oh, I want to be a senator.
Right.
So I'm going to get a job as a janitor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work your way up to senator.
Okay.
Same thing.
It's good to know.
Right?
I don't know. Were we talking about janitors?
We're talking about pedophiles.
It's where the janitor and senator sounds so similar.
Right.
Yeah. Similar jobs, right?
Janitor is the female version of a senator. Right? Because they're trash. Nancy Trash Pussy Pelosi.
Yeah, she's a fucking
She's a real piece of garbage, if you ask me.
Garbage woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Feinstein.
Diane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's trash, too. Elizabeth Warren, trash.
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 AOC, trash.
Do you ever watch AOC make, like, broccoli on Instagram?
No.
She goes live.
I hate her tits.
Shit.
What? Yeah, you see her tits.
Their tits come out. Or...
Yeah, they come out.
There should be a law saying we have to be able to see her tits.
Yeah.
If she wants to be fucking Miss Lady Congress or whatever.
And have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I know.
If she wants a boyfriend, then we should see her tits.
Damn, I know. Her boyfriend looks like such a loser, too.
Yeah, he's ginger.
That guy fucking rules.
Yeah.
He's just like, yep, you know.
Hit the jackpot.
I know. You fucking stick around long enough. I knew this bitch would pay the rent.
Right.
Yep. One day or another.
I got to listen to her blah, 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 blah. but seriously, congratulations to him, and thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking up for Adam.
Thanks for sticking up for me.
When in the White House, when things get
when
Trump starts going off on Adam, he's the worst one on the show.
Yep,
he doesn't contribute anything, and when he tries to, it ruins the energy.
He never listens. He looks at his phone too much.
He's always looking at his phone, and then he adds something, and it's something that was already said a second ago.
Yep,
and he considers that a contribution, and then he'll just derail the show after that.
I don't think frankly, that's fair, personally.
That sucks.
The president said that about you?
The president did. But I don't think he's a legitimate president.
This is what people have said to me. Yeah. I don't even listen to it. Yeah. I mean, sure, I'm listening to it right now.
It's
but
in
I've
the Mueller report that Adam's good on the show.
Yeah, right. But the Mueller report just says that he complained about Adam on the show every single day.
Yeah. It's like, I don't get it. Stav's a perfect compliment, a perfect sidekick. I don't know what this Jew's bringing to the table.
I would love it if the president listened to our podcast.
I would love it, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm a huge fan of? Is this show...
He stops watching Saturday Night Live and just listens to Come
To. I agree if Trump listened to Chapo and he was really into it.
Mm. Oh, if he liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a guilty pleasure for me. I find a lot of the humor is similar to my own. Even if I don't agree with the politics, you listen to just a minute or two of it, it seems like it's kind of like... These are my kind of guys.
Yep. Felix is a charismatic guy. I can't deny it.
Yeah.
He might be a Jew, but he's funny. But seriously, folks, we love to see it.
Trump's not an anti-Semite, though.
I think he's an anti most things, but yeah.
No, you're just trying to take that one for yourself.
I don't think
you're trying to include yourself.
I don't think
he
particularly likes the Jews. He likes Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't
Which
think
the two are synonymous.
I don't think that those two things are synonymous. I think he likes Israel because they kill Arab people.
Mm. Which is why Jews like Israel.
No, that's not... Well, maybe some of them. Certainly no one you know or a friend of yours.
Imagine if Israel was like next to Scotland.
Uh-huh.
And Gaza was just...
They just threw Scottish people.
Just a town in Scotland.
This fucking sucks.
Ben Shapiro's like, no, Scottish are animals.
Yeah.
Scottish people don't exist. There is no such thing as a Scottish person. Next question. My name is Brian, and I'm in fourth grade. And no, you're not in fourth grade. You belong to the fourth grade. There is a difference between the two. Next question.
Ben Shapiro owns third grade. With facts and logic.
You belong to...
can we have recess yet? You can't have recess because you have not earned recess. Recess is for boys and girls who work hard. Working hard is something that I've done my entire life. That doesn't change the fact that... Next question.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Depends. What gender are you?
Yeah, he rules.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
I call him Ben Shapoo-poo.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because I think all of his ideas are shit.
Yeah, same. Nick, are there any of those guys, like the IDW guys, that you kind of respect?
What's IDW?
The intellectual dark web.
Oh, I mean, I don't know who's included in that. It's fucking like Peterson and Barry Weiss and Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, Peterson and Sam Harris.
Sam Harris.
No, Dave Rubin. None of them, really. Yeah. I mean,
people say IDW, that's the acronym?
Yeah.
Oh.
They sure do.
Well, my question is, how are you going to call it the dark web? When you ain't got no black people.
Right.
You know?
No, they have that sheriff. Sheriff
Clark.
Yeah,
they have the sheriff. Oh, David Clark.
And,
damn, my man erasing Sheriff Clark just because he got a dumbass head on.
Because he's here
looking stupid.
The real intellectual...
My man out here looking like yo boy Yosemite Sam.
The real intellectual dork web is you got Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer, mm-hmm. you got fucking D.L. Hughley,
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one.
It's weird that his name is Gay Sex Hughley.
Stephen Harvey. Gay Sex.
DL Hughley.
He's on the down low.
Down low Hughley.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I never
you
want to
call
that.
Me that? Because I'm gay. You know why they be calling me that? It's because I'm a gay ass man. Once you understand these things.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of gay Red Dead characters the other day, but only got two. Like, Arthur could be like, I'm gay, boy. And then Dutch, you have, I blew a man, Arthur.
Yeah.
Instead of, I have a plan. But I couldn't think of a third one, and you need three to tweet it.
The old guy. What's his
Hosea?
Name? Hosea.
Yeah, what?
And he's like, back in my day, we used to fuck men for horses.
Now, listen, Dutch.
I can't remember a single line of dialogue from the game.
There's not that much.
It's just, yeah. People
there's no dialogue.
Like, you're a pretty good guy, Arthur. He's like, nah, I'm a fucking faggot.
If you really
I'm
do,
just a fucking gay-ass faggot. Nothing good about me. I'm just a piece of shit, faggot.
If you guys knew the thoughts that I have going on in my head.
Yeah.
You wouldn't respect me.
Yeah, I should finish that game. I also got to go buy a shirt today.
Yeah, I know.
I got to go to Gap. And get, you know, because I have one nice plain white shirt from Gap that I've had for like probably 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of my shirts are all just shit. You know, it's just like dumb novelty shirts.
Yeah, yeah. What about J. Crew?
Well, you know what? I was thinking it's like, you know, I don't want to be one of those guys because I am 30.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you're like 27 and you dress like a retard and you see the guys that are like 42 that still dress like retards, you're like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Right. It's like at a certain point, I'm not allowed to dress like a retard.
Should we start wearing suits to record the podcast?
Yeah, big ass.
Treat this like a fucking job, you know?
Yeah.
Take the shit seriously, finally.
Go to those stores that have suits for like $60 that people wear
Joseph Banks. Josse Banks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like you buy one suit, you get 17 suits for free. Right.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there once.
I got my suit for my...
You're going to like to suck my dick. I guarantee it.
Wait, that guy... I thought that guy died.
No, he shot Trayvon Martin.
he disappeared. That was a smart business move.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
I thought he died, but he's alive, but he just faded into the background after Trayvon Martin got shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they're like, well, your name's ruined.
George Zimmer.
Well, you can't be on the
grid. There's so many, like, Jewish lawyers that yeah. Like, just lay low for a little bit. Dr. Zimmer. I'm Dr. George Zimmerman.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious if fucking Michael Brown was killed by a man named Officer Papa John. Papa John's like, what do you mean I can't be in the commercials anymore? It's my damn company. You're going to like to eat your pizza, I guarantee it.
Head of pediatrics, George Zimmerman.
Yeah. I was watching some like body positive thing. I forget what it was a commercial for, but it's like four extremely fat women, almost completely naked, and they're, you know, at a retreat together, getting mad at the anonymous people that left comments on their profile. You know, it's like,
yeah,
and you know, I don't know, but it was for a company, and like people at large are too stupid to see that. Or read that as cynically as they should.
Right.
And, I'm just waiting for... And it's going to happen. There's going to be, like, a McDonald's commercial. This is just morbidly obese women. And it's like, McDonald's, we made you beautiful. I mean, it's like, because we've cared about you the entire time. And, it's just some fat bitch with nine
McDonald's,
cheeseburgers.
You're welcome.
Yeah, right. Just fucking,
hot now.
A grimace with fucking eyeliner.
That's grimace body positive.
Grimace wearing a bikini.
Grimace in a bikini, yeah. I was gonna say.
Grimace just showing off her stretch marks all over the place. I don't have to just fuck black guys anymore. Now everyone has to call me beautiful. And not just a man with three gold teeth. McDonald's, get your big ass in. Get your big ass some cheeseburgers.
We always knew you were beautiful.
It's McDonald's. It's McDonald's. You're gonna like the way you look.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
That's great.
That'd be so funny.
McDonald's body positivity.
It's body positivity month.
Dude, for real.
Girl, you've been beautiful this whole time.
For real, that is going to happen.
It will happen in the next 5 years. Yeah. For sure. Once again, Nick is always right about everything. Yeah.
That's, you know what, now that I think about it, that's true.
You're absolutely right about it.
Yeah.
Nick, maybe you need some smarter people to hang out with.
Yeah.
You know, you're a very bright guy. Maybe you need to like join Mensa or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Just a room full of guys doing tented fingers.
Yeah.
Like Damon from Shark Tank. Just everyone pondering existence in the universe.
Yeah.
Well.
What is Mensa? Do people actually join Mensa or is it just a joke?
No, I think so.
That's so pathetic.
It's for like a high, it's for high IQ Ashkenazi Jews.
Yeah.
No, I think it's for people that do Rubik's cubes fast.
Okay. Speed cubing. Cubers,
yeah, I think that's how you get it.
I don't know. I think that's just kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will Smith can do it.
Yeah. Well,
it's an episode of The Fresh Prince.
It's just memorizing, like, you know, it's a, like you look at the cube and then there's a certain way that. You got to turn. It's just memorizing shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's an algorithm or whatever they say. Yeah, great. All right, folks. We got Funny Moms on Monday.
We're done here?
No, we're not done. I just want to let them know.
Oh, you're letting them know?
Yeah. So we got not this upcoming Monday, but the 13th is the next Funny Moms, and then we're moving to every Monday except the first Monday of the month, so the 13th, 20th, and 27th. And come on, everybody. We got Funny Moms. We got a lot of funny laughs. A lot of funny women.
And if the bartender there is mean to you, just give her another chance. She's a little rough around the edges. Jane, but she's nice.
She's cool. She's our buddy. Take care of her if you're at a show.
Yeah.
Don't forget to tip.
I will no longer be attending the live shows.
Why not?
Nice.
I don't know. I don't feel like it.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything you don't want to
fucking
do.
I'm not doing anything. I'm gaming.
Come on, Nick. You got to do it, man.
No. Why, no, I'm getting into jigsaw puzzles. Boys. I don't care.
Yeah, fuck these people. Honestly.
No, you know what, man? I've been like back in the gym.
Just
I've been playing video games.
Yeah.
I don't want to do shit else.
You're like retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired, dude. I'm tired from playing video games. I don't have time for this shit. There's a new Gran Turismo fucking update.
Yeah.
They added a Supra League or something.
What is the racing, funny car racing? What is that?
They're like drag cars that...
Why is it called funny car?
Because I think like there's like no part of the shell of the car is like stock. I don't know why they're called funny cars, but it's drag racing where it's like some... carbon fake shell on the top of...
They don't have doors?
No, the whole front of the car, like the whole shell lifts off.
Oh, you have to lift the whole thing up.
Yeah, I don't know I don't really know much about fucking drag racing. Because there's all sorts of like weird motorsports, like there's like mud pulling or whatever. You see that? There's like mud.
No.
Yeah.
No. Do you need a new hobby though?
Me?
Yeah.
No, why?
I don't know. Darvaza crater is the crater that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, that's what a funny car does. The whole fucking
thing. The whole thing comes up.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Now that I see it, I get it, dude. It's pretty funny. Mike, you got any plugs you wanna
drop? My podcast, The Sit Down, comes out every
week. Definitely
wanna
check
week.
That out.
Yeah, it's fun. We talk about crime stuff, all kinds of organized crime.
I call that podcast Matt and the other guy, the other fellow.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's Matt, and then I'm like, oh, yeah,
he kind of does the
Racine's
heavy lifting.
On it. Racine's on that one, too.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I totally forgot that Racine was on Matt's podcast.
Who's Matt?
Matt's the Adam of his podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think probably worse.
Adam's a funny stand-up, though. We did some shows in the Midwest. He did really, you know?
Yeah.
He's like a funny guy. I don't know why.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm so bad at this job, but no,
it's
my job.
Not bad at this job.
But I got to say also publicly, if we're sucking each other's dicks, Racine, one of the best to do it. One of the best in New York City.
That's not true.
If you see him coming to your town, you got to buy tickets and go see him.
I'm a hack. Yeah, we got to set up some more dates.
We got to set up some more dates. Racine and I are going
to
be
Where do you want us to come? Shoot us a little...
message or something.
I think we're looking at a little southern run and then maybe a little Pacific Northwest run. If you guys want Racine and I to come to your town co-headlining, we had a lot of fun time in Wisconsin, Chicago. We'll do it again.
We cheated on Deb and
we
Dasha.
We cheated on both of our girlfriends because we got the whore to come and just masturbate. And we did not touch her. So
yeah.
So
right.
Technically, I think in their book, it's cheating. In our book.
In their book, yeah.
It was a nice night. And
they can't even read.
We compensated her for her time. They can't even read. We compensated the whore for her time. So
this is what you guys do on the road?
What?
I go to, like, the whaling museum.
No, Racine and I hire prostitutes to masturbate in front of us.
Yeah. I'll try out, like, a kebab place somebody told me about, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything else. If there's a novelty museum, I'll go to it.
I went to a strip club in Minneapolis because you didn't stick around. But last night I went.
The worst part about Australia is that there was like no time to fucking do anything.
Yeah.
I saw the Sydney Opera House for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, right? Me and Nick walked down there.
And
it's a hell of a building, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice.
Looks like the future.
Stav doesn't really like doing stuff.
Right.
No. He likes having a good meal.
Yeah. That was the only thing he wanted to do in Japan was go to that steakhouse that cost $1,000.
It did. Our meal was like $1,000.
Did it really?
Yeah.
It was obscenely expensive, but it was really good.
Yeah.
I will say that.
I hit up a guy in Huntsville, Alabama, but...
Huntsville, that's what we call it.
Yeah, right. That's what I said.
I don't know if I'm a big Huntsville draw. Are you a Huntsville draw?
No, I don't know.
You got a big audience down there? Maybe we got some Huntsville heads.
Yeah, where
listen
are
to the show.
You?
Hit us up. Let us know.
You should do that room in Hattiesburg.
Okay.
Mississippi?
Have you ever done that show?
No.
It's great.
Okay.
You wouldn't think that Hattiesburg, Mississippi would have like a fucking great comedy show, but they do.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
I can't recall the name
of it.
It's
so hard to string dates together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really wish someone else would do it for us. Yeah.
I'll do it.
Well, these are all things we can discuss
after the show.
At other points in our lives.
Yeah.
All right.
Should I get into soap operas?
Soap operas?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What about soapbox?
We'll find you soapbox.
I don't know. Soapbox, what, racers?
Yeah.
What's with all these drag racing questions you got?
I'm trying to get into drag racing? I'm looking at buying a,
when
buying
you be a bike
used
guy.
Car. And so I'm getting interested in automotive.
You should do it. You should get an old Nova.
I'm going to get
start
a
drag
station
racing.
Wagon.
Yeah.
So I can have enough space for, you know, the kids. Mm-hmm. Take them to practice. You know, there's not 24 hours in a day. It's not enough time for me.
I want to get one of those, like, you know how, like, in drag racing, they'll have the parachute on the back of the car to slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
But just use that at every intersection. a Toyota Corolla.
Sorry.
I got really in the zone.
I can't let myself to go too fast.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Sonic movie that's coming out.
Oh, I didn't watch the trailer. Everyone's mad about it.
Yeah, because Sonic. Everyone laughed at Chris Jan for complaining about Sonic's appearance changing, and now everyone in the world has turned into, unironically,
Chris Jan.
Yeah, complaining about Sonic's appearance like it fucking matters.
Yeah,
pussies.
Like he looks so weird. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
Who
a cartoon.
A shit? You know, also
shit.
Looks weird. The fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
that looked weird. Nobody fucking cared.
Well, they have a new one coming out where like they look pretty different. And Raphael,
the turtles,
and they changed.
I remember
their
Mike
roles.
Lawrence getting mad about.
I know. Don't get me started. Don't get me fucking.
It's
started.
Not. That's not what you're supposed to look like. It's like who are you talking to?
Yeah,
who is the audience for these complaints?
Yeah,
there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people that who are an audience of like his comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a bad comedian.
No,
but a lot
I mean,
of
he's like
care.
No. He made a comment about Bernie that kind of bothered me.
I've been off
he's
Facebook
on
for like almost 5 years now. So I mean, I haven't had any exposure.
Yeah,
to him.
Yeah.
But I remember I would see him and he'd post on Facebook. He'd be like, "It's an absolute travesty that the new Batman doesn't deal with themes of you know." And it's like,
right?
Who is this for?
Right. There are a lot of adults that care about that shit now.
He came to my house for Christmas in 2008, and then my mom was like, I'm going to send him a care package because he's just so poor. So she got him a box with, like, toothpaste and shampoo and soap and stuff, and I gave it to him. And he's like, he goes, oh, tell your mom thanks. I'm like, how about you tell her thanks?
Yeah, that's fucked
now
up.
Now you can wash your hair.
He can write a fucking email.
Yeah.
Or, like, send a card. Fuck you, Mike Lawrence, and don't talk shit about Bernie Sanders.
Exactly.
In a public forum.
We love him.
All right, so I think that's the show. Thank you, Mike, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right.
Prayers up for Stav.
Yeah.
Love you.